Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 270, Who Really Pays the Commission? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, as real estate professionals, we've been challenged lately about who really pays the commission. People are left wondering, does the seller really pay it all? Does the buyer's agent pay it all? Who actually pays the commission? So today I'm going to break it down a little bit, go over everything. And as you guys know, I'm a real life real estate broker overseeing over 14 agents at any given time. And I really am seeing this stuff out there, and I see a lot of people confused. So I'm going to share that with you, and I'm going to explain how I found everything to be. Now, remember, guys, not an attorney, not giving legal advice. There's a lot of things going on with this NAR settlement, but I'm going to break it down to you in a simplistic form to help you understand who pays the commission. So first off, not every single transaction is the same. We're going to go through multiple different scenarios. In most transactions currently, the way it's done is the seller hires a listing agent. The listing agent does a listing agreement with the seller. Typically speaking, they create an amount of commission due. On that listing agreement, if they're using a Massachusetts Association of Realtors standard one, in there, there's a blank space that says, I am going to be offering any buyer's agent X commission. So we fill in the blank. Now, notice the seller signs a listing agreement with the list agent, and on the listing agreement, the seller is saying okay to the list agent, paying the buyer's agent. Boom, broke it down, guys. It wasn't that hard, right? The seller's agent pays the buyer's agent the commission, not the seller. Not the seller whatsoever. The seller contracts the seller's agent. The seller's agent dictates the amount that the buyer's agent is going to be paid of their commission. Guys, forever it's gone on. Some of them put zero. They put one penny. Remember the MLS box that they talk about in the NAR settlement, it never needed a certain percentage or anything. It could be as little as a dollar in some places a penny, you know, so it was not an obligation that they had to give a big commission. There are agencies out there that only give a little commission, right? They give maybe 5% of their total offering to another company. Maybe they give 1%. Maybe they give 0.001, meaning one penny. Maybe they give $100. Maybe they give $1,000. The thing that's true is there is no truth to anything being standard. But when we get back to who pays it, the seller's agent has a contract with the seller to sell the house. In that contract, they got their permission to offer cooperating compensation of their own money. Because remember, when you look at who 1099s the person at the end of the year, 1099 is a tax doc, right? At the end of the year in this scenario, if I was the broker and I had a listing, I am going to send out a 1099 to other said broker, the cooperating compensation went out to, and that broker is going to pay their agent, right? So remember, first off, who pays who? The seller pays who? The brokerage. Who pays the listing agent? The listing agent's broker. They pay them. Of that, they take some of that money and then they pay the other broker. The other broker then pays the buyer's agent. So when we look at the way the math goes on a sheet here, we look at a closing document or anything, we can see clearly that the funds are actually distributed through and to that buyer's agent from the seller's agency. Now, this isn't every time, right? We sometimes have times where a buyer's agent may have had an exclusive buyer agency agreement with someone. And within that, they've listed an amount of compensation. And maybe what was on the MLS didn't qualify for enough, or maybe there was none allowed there. So that leaves the buyer paying the buyer's agent. So that's also very normal, guys. This has gone on forever in lots of places. Most sophisticated agents, right, the true ones that understand how to grow their business and survive long term, are getting into buyer agency agreements with people. Why? Because they don't have time to go out and donate their time. And no matter what, we have to get paid in order to do the job. Now, buyers, a lot of people, oh my God, how are the buyer gonna pay? They don't have money. Well, not every buyer does have the money, but there are ways to work through. And one of the things we're seeing coming up is the government, as well as different mortgage companies, are going to create ways to be creative to allow the financing to happen and to allow some sort of concession. Of course, right now, remember, VA buyers, they cannot pay. Remember, guys, VA buyers, they cannot pay a buyer's agent commission. I just learned that one not too long ago, to be honest with you. I thought forever that they could, but no, nope, turns out they can't. That's why it's really good to work with a VA mortgage broker as well, so they can help you understand what fees can be attached to a VA and what fees cannot be, because there are some differences there. Now, guys, we talked about the seller's agent offering it. We talked about the buyer paying it. Now, what about a FSBO? FSBO might be the seller offering directly compensation for anyone that brings a buyer to their property. It could be done in an open agency agreement, right? Instead of an exclusive right to sell, maybe they give you an open agency agreement and you end up getting paid through that. The thing that's funny about all this is, really, there is no standard. It's real estate, guys. Every single day we're challenged. Do you ever go in and try to buy a loaf of bread and say, you know, I'll give you 80 cents on the dollar? No. But in real estate, what do people do? They come in and make offers, lowball us, right? Sometimes during a home inspection, what happens? People decide that the home inspection went bad and I don't want to spend any more money. You, real estate agent, why don't you pay out of your commission? Or, hey, you know, this little accident happened. We need money. Oh, hey, real estate agent, why don't you take it out of your commission? Or you meet with them, hey, why don't you take a percent less than you told me? No one else deals with as much pressure on their paycheck as we do. And when we look around, guys, as real estate agents as a whole, are there a ton of rich real estate agents, or are the highly successful bunch the ones doing well and they earned it through their successes and not just through existing? At the end of the day, guys, the commission can come from all different sources. The key to remember, the key element to all of it, is you are not free to a buyer. If you are getting a commission, you should list that. Remember, you are not free to anybody. You explain that. Don't be afraid of your fees. Being afraid of your fees makes you passive, and then in the long run, people are going to get mad because they did not feel you did them truth. Tell everybody who's paying, be loud, be proud, they need you. Guys, offer great value. You're going to be okay. I found to myself, the more value I offered, the more buyer's agent agreement was so much easier to sign, right? It's not that difficult anymore because I stand behind my value and I know what people are getting by signing up with me. And I know that I'm going to provide them with value, whether it be through getting their offer accepted all the way to all the contacts that I've put together that I can connect them with. Guys, I know you can do the same. I hope you guys have a lot of luck in 2024 and beyond. We'll see where this NAR settlement goes and we'll go from there. Never give up. Go out there and work hard. I look forward to talking to you all next week. If you haven't already done so, pound the subscribe and check out our website, realfactsonrealestate.com. Thanks again.